Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I am your host, Guy Alvarez of Good To Be Social. And today we're going to be talking about how lawyers can use TikTok to grow their practice. On our show today, our guest is Michelle Wilson Murphy. Michelle is the owner of Wilson Murphy Law Firm and the CEO of Legal Loft. Michelle works with small businesses and creatives to secure and protect their business through trademarks, contracts, copyrights, and business formations. Michelle has worked with over 50 businesses to get them legit and to secure the legacy for generations to come. Her mission is to help small businesses overcome their fear of legal operations and to put preventative measures in place so they can continue making an impact on their community. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Hi.
It's great to have you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Before we dive into TikTok, tell us a little bit more about yourself. How did you get started with social media? And in particular, you know, why did you decide to put some efforts into TikTok?
Okay, so I graduated law school in 2013, which is kind of when that boom of Instagram was happening around like 2011, 2013. So I was on Instagram already, you know, just for personal reasons. And then I graduated law school, passed the bar in Florida, decided to move up to Washington, D.C. for a while. I worked with the Department of Justice in their civil division, and I was working with the 9/11 fund to help, you know, people who were injured during 9/11 get funds mm-hmm. for their injuries. Mm-hmm. And so I did that for about four or five years, and then I decided to venture off on my own. And I knew that I wanted to make social media part of my strategy. I wasn't sure how I was going to do it, but I knew that was something that I wanted to dive into. And so then I just started with Instagram at first, and then I think I had a TikTok in 2019. So when I started my firm, it was January 2019. I opened up a TikTok then, but I was really just observing. I did not post anything, just right. watching. And then in March 2020, when kind of the world shut down, I decided to make a really big effort into doing TikTok. I've been on there for, you know, taking it seriously for about a year, and I was able to grow to like 14,000 followers now. So
that is amazing.
And so just one video, one of my videos got me probably about 6,000 or 7,000 followers just off that one video. And then it just kind of grew from there.
That is phenomenal. Well, kudos to you. So I had a chance to look at some of your videos, and I think what you're really good at is two things, at least that I saw. Number one is you really showcase your personality, right? Your personality comes through, which I think is what makes you and the medium sort of unique. And then the other thing is, I thought you were really good at promoting your content and how it relates to your practice. Tell us a little bit about what your strategy is when it comes to TikTok. Like, how do you decide, you know, what videos to put up there or what to do on TikTok?
So the one video that went, you know, went viral-ish, I guess, that's the one that I took that and I just kind of ran with it. It worked. And every time I posted a video like that, it was getting shown and pushed out. So I was like, okay, well, this is clearly something that people like to see. So I just continued to do that. I also started using the different sounds and the different trends, but I kind of twisted it so that it could relate to trademarks, which is what I do now. And so strategy, I don't really have a strategy per se. I will kind of just sit down and I'll usually do one of my educational videos, which is usually me just kind of like pointing. But then also when there is a trend, I try to figure out like, what is a way that I can use my niche or talk about what I do, but still be a part of the trend. And so that's kind of where it gets to be creative, which I love. Because mm-hmm. I work with creatives. I was a dancer when I was younger. So that fear like excites me. Like I love doing that type of thing. And then to make it something so that it's exciting for such a boring subject matter. Not to
right.
me, you know,
right.
to be honest.
Yep. Yep.
It makes me happy that people watch it and people find it really helpful. So.
And what have you found, like what types of content so far that you've created perform the best?
I did a trademarks versus copyright one. That did really well because people confuse it all of the time.
Yeah.
One thing that I did was the one that went viral was what can you trademark? It's just like these super simple questions that we as attorneys or, you know, whatever field you're in, it doesn't matter if you're trademarks or personal injury, it doesn't matter. But the things that we think are so simple, people have no idea. And so if you can create something that is easily digestible and push it out, you'll be surprised that people are like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. This was really helpful. And
yeah.
for us who are, you know, for the people that are real, the attorneys that are in the weeds with their practice area, we're always thinking of the most difficult things, but people
right.
just need this cool stuff. Yeah.
I mean, I don't practice anymore, but I totally agree with you. It's like, sometimes we know too much. And so the most basic things are like, nah, we're not going to talk about that. Everyone knows that. But, you know, in reality, a lot of people don't. So going back to basics actually works really well sometimes.
Absolutely.
So have you been able to actually generate any leads and acquire any new clients through your TikTok work?
I have.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's so funny because when people like, especially in the beginning, I would say when less people were on TikTok, when it was more, you know, it was like teenagers and early 20s, I would get these phone calls where people would be like, oh, I found you on TikTok because I was on my niece's TikTok. Like they didn't have their own. It's okay to admit that you had a TikTok too.
That's hysterical. That's so funny.
But yeah, I've been able to generate leads, and a lot of what's great about it is that I'm able to funnel them onto my email list, and I'm able to funnel them onto my Instagram, where I post most of the time, and where, like, especially Instagram, where I'm really showing up and, you know, talking and showing my personality. I'm all over my stories, so people get to truly get to know me from my Instagram.
And I noticed you have over 7,000 followers on Instagram. So you're doing phenomenal there as well.
I do. Yeah.
How do you use Instagram to market your practice?
Oh, I use it for everything. I'm not going to lie. It is. I use it for my IG feed, like the feed posts. I use that for like a lot of, I'll do a lot of content repurposing from my TikTok to my Instagram reels. So I do that on my feed, and then carousel posts for me, which are the posts where you keep swiping and there's different stuff on the graphic. Those do really well for me. And then if I ever just talk about more so inspirational content or how I got started or, you know, kind of where I came from and what I've been through to just even get to the point that I'm at right now, all of that type of content does really well for me.
Right.
And then with my stories, I just show a lot of my behind the scenes, my thoughts. I also promote a lot of my, like, the CEO Legal Loft. I promote that heavily on my stories. And then, like, I'm having a webinar in a couple weeks, a live class, and I've been just promoting that and getting people to sign up for that. So that's really, honestly, where I do, like, the most, I would say most of my conversions come from Instagram.
Really? Even more than TikTok?
Yeah, absolutely. I think right. because TikTok is great for reach and to get new people to know you, but they don't, or to know who you are, but they don't get to really truly know you on that platform, in my opinion. And so then I use my Instagram to kind of do the relationship building over
That's
there.
Fantastic. And so I see in your posts, you use really cool images. And as you mentioned, you do a lot of different types of carousels and things like that. Well, you know, what are some of the tools that you use to create your images or things like that? What are some of your favorite tools that you use?
Canva, hands down.
Canva.
I use Canva for everything. Yeah, they just make it so easy. And I use that. And then I also use, like, I schedule out my posts. So I use Facebook Creator Studio. It's free and it's been really helpful for me to just be able to schedule out my posts, and it's easy to use too. So
that's great. Any other tools? Like, how do you track? Do you track engagement directly on TikTok and Instagram, or do you use some other tool for analytics and things like that?
I usually just track it on the platform. I'm kind of bad about going in the weeds with the analytics because I love numbers, but I don't like analytics at all. I found that out about.
That's great. So it sounds to me like, you know, you're just very authentic. I think that's, I think that a lot of times that sells a lot, right? It's just, you show behind the scenes, you show how you're doing things, you let your personality come through. Is that just the way that you are? Like, because a lot of lawyers that I know are very conservative and they don't like to disclose much about themselves. So God forbid they ever make a mistake or admit to one. But it doesn't sound like that's, you know, you're pretty open and almost, you know, laugh at yourself in a way. You know, you don't take yourself too seriously. Would you say that's what it's enabled you to be so successful?
I think so. I always say that I'm risk averse, but I'm also a risk taker. Like, I, out of the risk aversiveness, I am on the further side of things where I'm okay to take a risk here and there. I think as attorneys, we're usually all pretty risk averse. We don't like to, you know, get things wrong. We just don't want to put ourselves out there. Right. And I knew from the beginning that I wanted to be able to show up as myself, which was one of the biggest things. I have a brand photographer that takes a lot of my photos. So I guess that's a tool that I use too.
Sure.
And I make it very clear to my audience and to the people that come to me, do not ever expect me to be in a suit and tie. I'm not that aggressive attorney mm-hmm. that you kind of, you know, think of in your head or that you'll see on TV. That mm-hmm. is not me. I am silly. I am goofy. I am relaxed. And I mean, I get the job done. Don't mistake that. I will get the job done. But if you're kind of looking for someone who's really uptight, that mm-hmm. then we're probably not going to be a good fit. And so I think I attract the people that are like me, and I have amazing clients. I know I see a lot of people complain about their clients on Facebook groups and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't have that experience.
That's so great. I mean, yeah, just being you, who you are, and being genuine. And I think for most people, that's a breath of fresh air, quite frankly, you know, keeping it real, as they say, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's awesome. And so what's next? Are you trying other social media platforms? Have you checked out Clubhouse yet? Like, or are you just focusing on TikTok and Instagram for now?
So I tried Clubhouse. I just did not like that platform for me. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are doing great things on it. If I'm invited to like be on a panel or something in there, I don't mind doing that. Mm-hmm. But to just kind of go in, I just can't pay attention that long to just people talking. And a lot of the times it's a lot of people like wanting to hear themselves talk. And I don't have the time for that. And I just don't care.
Like you said, keeping it real. I love it. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today. It's been great. And I wish you all the success and, you know, continue to be yourself because it seems like you're doing phenomenal. Before I let you go, however, would you have a word of advice for lawyers like yourself that are just, you know, looking to start getting out on social media or, you know, really are looking for a way to differentiate themselves from other lawyers out there?
Sure. I would say, first of all, make sure that you're comfortable doing what you're doing. So I know so many attorneys are uncomfortable with showing up on video, so many of them. But there's a way around that. Even if you just use audio, that's enough to connect people to you. And so you don't have, like, if you're not ready to show your face quite yet, just, you know, do some audio posts and that'll work too. And just make sure that you're being who you are and make sure you're being comfortable because people can see through the BS I was going to say. But
no, that's fine. We're an R-rated show.
And try things. If you just try it once, if you're like, you know what? I hate this. I cannot do it. then don't do it again, but at least give it a chance before you dismiss it.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. It was really great to have you. We will, for all of our listeners, we will put Michelle's information on the show notes, link to her Instagram, link to her TikTok, and all other information. If you enjoyed today's episode, please make sure you go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. You can sign up there to make sure you don't miss any future episodes and check out some of our past episodes as well. Thank you again, Michelle, for being on the show. It's been great having you, and I look forward to maybe having you back sometime in the future.
You're welcome, and thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.